Okay, we'll make a start at this time. Others are still to come, I guess. Let's just pray. Lord Jesus, thank you for all that you've done for us, what you're going to do for us, what you promised. We have so much to look forward to, Lord Jesus. We thank you for the lightness in our heart. We know that we've given our heart to you, and we just feel in a better place than those that haven't given their heart to you. Help us, Lord, to be what you want us to be in everything that we do and say and think. Cause us to be helpers of the Lord Jesus Christ. Not that you need help, Lord, but you desire to use us. Be with those people that join with us on the internet at their time of listening. We ask it in Jesus' precious and holy name. Amen and amen. Well, while you... it is on, actually. It's not coming up. Oh, down there. Wrong switch. How's that? Are we working now? Yes, sounds better. Yes. Sorry, folks. When you're actually up here, you don't quite realise it until you hear it come on, and then you can feel the accent from it or the noise from it. While you remain seated, let's sing Blessed Be the Tie That Binds, number 264. And may the Lord bless us.
Blessed be the tie that binds our hearts in Christian love. The expect
will be good. Let's sing 257, I Was Sinking Deep in Sin. 257.
I was sinking deep in sin, sinking to rise no more. Overwhelmed by guilt within, mercy I did implore. Then the Master of the sea heard my despairing cry. Christ, my Savior, lifted me, now saved am I. Love lifted me, love lifted me. When no one but Christ could help, love lifted me, love lifted me, yes, love lifted me. When no one but Christ could help, love lifted me. Souls in danger, look above, Jesus completely saved. He will lift you by out of the angry way. He's the master of the seas, billows his will obey. He, your Savior, wants to be saved. Christ could help, love.
lifted me.
Amen. True enough. And when he comes in, we know the difference, all right? Number 179. Yes, great is the Lord. And then we'll see if there's any testimonies anyone would like to share. 179. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. Great is the Lord, greatly to be praised. The city of our God, the mountain of His holiness, beautiful situation, the joy of the whole earth, is Mount Zion on the side. The city of the great King. Great is the Lord, greatly to be praised. The city of our God, the mountain of His holiness, beautiful for situation, the joy of the city of the great King. Amen. You may be seated. And if anyone has a testimony, please indicate. Where is everybody? Some more to come in yet, are they? None at all? What about Paul? He's gone to the microphone. Maybe you have one, Paul.
Yes. Praise the Lord for watching over us and all that we do. And Pauline and I called in and saw Brother Brian yesterday, and he's really good and has plenty of time on his own there at Te Wiramu, but he was reading his Bible and spending time with the Lord, and he's quite comfortable.
Just a couple of little things. This morning as I walked to church, I saw my cousin and we greeted one another. And then as I was walking along the road, I thought, you know, I really appreciate just having brothers and sisters, well, mainly my sisters here in town, that we can pop in and see one another. It's really good, and just the support we can give each other. And then I thought along the lines of my brothers and sisters in Christ. And lo and behold, Brother Howard almost says my exact thoughts over the pulpit this morning about how our brothers and sisters care for us, and we just, you know, it was just a blessing to me that I just thank the Lord for that. And I'd like to give Him thanks that He's never left me. He's never forsaken me. He's always been there to carry me through, and I really appreciate the message this morning because it just reaffirmed to me what my Lord has done for me and is doing for me, and I give thanks to God.
Yes, Brother Hookie had a testimony yesterday. Situation, I'll just tell you about it. It's I just got to Rotorua. Barbara was in Gisborne. And I met this girl who's only just started 3 weeks at Toyota in Napier. Rotorua. And I said, well, I'm sorry, I can't take it. I've got an urgent phone call right now, and spoke to Barbara and found out about Hookie. I didn't know until Barbara rung me. So I just apologised to her. I'd never met her before. This lady's about 28, I suppose, 30 maybe. I forget her name right now. It was so quick. And I just said, I've just found out that a good friend of mine has actually just died, just like that. Through a stroke. And she had to take me from Toyota over to the Fenton Street bus stop to catch a bus to come back to Gisborne. And I said, well, I'm a Christian. This is knowing her about 3 minutes, 4 minutes, and we got to know where one's standing when the Lord takes you. And this man was a Christian. I said, are you a Christian? She said, yes. And I said, we've got to know where we stand. She says, it's true. And I said, we've got to keep walking in it as well. Silence. We've got to be ready, because we don't know when it's going to happen. But she seemed to, it seemed to me that she just sat up and, oh, just that little bit. She said, yes, I actually know another one. I had a friend only 2 weeks ago that went into a dentist with a dentist problem. And it was to do with a blood issue. And because of that, that person died. And I said, well, there you are. We need to know where we stand. Yes, she said, like that. So I trust it was a help to her. But, you know, you never know when the Lord wants to use that kind of insignificant, if you like, or unexpected time to speak up for the Lord. So that was good. Any others? Now Barbara's back. You got any testimonies, Barbara? Oh, not right now. Okay. Okay, well, let's sing one more short one here. Holy Spirit, thou art welcome. Number 173, just a chorus, and then Brother Howard will come. Holy Spirit, thou art welcome in this place, and he most certainly is. That's our Lord. Holy Spirit, thou art welcome in this place. Holy Spirit, thou art welcome in this place. It's not just in the church that he's welcome. In there is where you welcome the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Brother Howard. I think he's coming.
He's only interested in your heart. So we want to be ready for him to come and enter in. Praise the Lord. What if we stand for the reading of God's word just for a few moments before we go our way? I'd like to read from the book of Isaiah, chapter 6. Pretty familiar portion of scripture. Isaiah chapter 6, verse 1. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord high, sitting on a throne, high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. Above it stood the seraphims. Each one had six wings. With twain he covered his face, and with twain he covered his feet, and with twain he did fly. And one cried unto another and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts, and the whole earth is full of his glory. And the posts of the door moved at the voice of him that cried, and the house was filled with smoke. Then said I, Woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips, for my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. Then flew one of the seraphims unto me, having a live coal in his hand, which he had taken with the tongs from off the altar. And he laid upon my mouth and said, Lo, this hath touched thy lips, and thy iniquity is taken away, and thy sins purged. Hallelujah. Also I heard the voice of the Lord saying, Who shall I send, and who will go for us? Then said I, Here am I, send me. Let's just pray. Lord Jesus, we just pray that you just bless this word to us, Lord. I just love this reading. I love this experience you gave to Isaiah. I pray, Lord, be our portion too. We commit it to you in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. You may be seated. Yes, he was a wonderful prophet, Isaiah. And wonderful experience he had. A very wonderful experience for a prophet of God to feel like a worm. Woe is me. You know, brother and sister, if we ever get in the presence of God, change you completely. You think you know God? Wait to get to his mighty presence. I'm not talking about just the blessings. I'm talking about the power. The power of God. That's what he meant. And I was in here the other day during the week, and I said, Lord, you said your train filled the temple, filled every spot in the temple. I said, Lord, fill this temple. Of course, he wants to fill our hearts because we are the temple of the Holy Ghost. But if he could fill this place in every part, his train filled the temple. Must have been a wonderful experience, Brother Keith, don't you think? Wasn't that an experience you'd never forget? So Isaiah's life and ministry was changed forever out of this. And I believe every bride member needs an intimate visitation, not just knowing about God. 5 seconds in the presence of God will change your life forever. It changes everything. And I have been in the presence of God, and I've had the privilege very wonderfully. I can't even talk about it because it's so special to me. But I just want more of it. I really do. Nothing will substitute you seeing the King. And that's what I'll speak about just for a few moments this afternoon. My eyes have seen the King. Well, my eyes have seen the King. Now there comes a time we must go higher with God. Brother and sister, you know, you've all had wonderful experiences with God, but I believe there's a time we go higher with God. There's a time that we know our sins are forgiven. There's a time we know that God is separating us from the world. There's a time we know he is revealing his word to us. But there must come a time when we see the King. Think of it, Lee. This is not just an everyday thing. This is something very special to him. You'll have an encounter with God Almighty. Now, I know we all have, but this is in a greater way. Because Isaiah had many visions and he'd seen the power of God, but this is different. This caused him to say, Woe is me, I'm undone. The presence of a holy God will change you and reveal you what you really are. So may God help us all. There's a time when we know God is separating us from the world. There's a time we know he is revealing his word. So I pray that God let us see the King. Wonderful Lord. In 1 Corinthians 2:9 we read, As it is written, I have not seen. This is the Bible. This is the truth. I have not seen, or ear heard. Neither hath it entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. We have something to look forward to. Isn't that wonderful? We must be expecting to see him. Those that love his appearing, we read in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 7, I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. The wonderful thing is, we have free access to see him. You know, well, I think back and I read even the testimony of Isaiah like that. And I thought, wow, that was a wonderful experience. But Brother Tom, we can have that. It's for you, brother, and it's for me. Who else is it for? It's for all of us. It's not just something of the past. He's a living God. He's alive this afternoon. And you people out there listening in, it's for you too. So we see in Hebrews 10:19, this free access we're speaking about, having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest. That's the very center ground. The holiest by the blood of Jesus. The holiest is right into the presence of God, where nothing can die. Only living things are in there. We know that Aaron's rod budded, bore forth blossoms and almonds in one night. Whatever happens when you get in there, what's God going to do? He's going to bring fruit into our lives. So we have this great desire to see him. It's because he wants us to be with him. He wants us to be with him. Praise the name of the Lord. Who wants to see the angel of the Lord? Man, if the angel came in here, it'd just be so wonderful. Now, he says here, Brother Branham says, now, if you want God to hear your prayer, send an angel to your home. Live right. Do right. Treat everyone right. Be right before God, and God will grant that to you. Hallelujah. If you want to see an angel to appear to you, keep your mind on God and off the things of the world. This is really good instruction, I tell you. Go about your business. Go to your church. Go to your washing your dishes. Wherever you are, keep your mind on him all day and all night long. Then God will do something. You're drawing close to him. You got the world shut out. Just you and he are together. But now why not come to him and be a great Christian? Why not get the real love of God in your heart that drives you to the post of duty? That the tutor might take message to the Father. Oh, he will take you out sometime, and the angel will appear to you. He will put his robe of power upon you. He will adopt you, then by the adoption give you power to work for him. So it's not just a blessing. When Isaiah went into the presence of God and the angel touched him, he went out, and the Lord said, who shall I send who will go for us? He said, send me, Lord. You can't go until you meet the presence of the angel, the Lord Jesus Christ, to come and fill you. We must live right, think right, do love right, and do right, speak right, and God will come to you. Isaiah was a mighty prophet, but he was totally unprepared for this experience. Isaiah was a mighty prophet and was totally unprepared for what was going to happen. And so will you be. So will I be. The glory and power of God is different from the blessings of God. Just so wonderful. Isaiah saw holy angels covering their holy faces in the presence of a holy God. These angels were so mighty, the posts of the temple moved. and were moved. Just one angel speaking. Now this, the posts were not like these posts here. These are gigantic posts of the temple, were massive. The power of the angel's voice shook that post. I want to be there. Who wants to be there? That's what I want. To have him to shake me right down to the inside of the inside. A man is unable to hear, to bear the power of God without his strength. That's right, brothers. If God came in here, you'd be struck dead without his goodness. Let's turn to Exodus 20, verse 18. And all the people saw the thunderings on the mountain with Moses. They saw the thunderings and the lightnings and the noise of the trumpet and the mountain smoking. No one lit a bonfire up there. This is the power of God, brother and sister, could light a fire in this room here now. Do you believe it?
Yes.
And the mountain smoking, and when the people saw it, they removed and stood afar off. Wow. And they said unto Moses, speak thou with us, and we will hear. But let not God speak with us, lest we die. We don't understand the power of God. We understand the blessings, but we're not sure on the power, I can tell you. And Moses said unto the people, fear not, for God has come to prove you, and that his fear may be before your faces, that you sin not. Hallelujah. Notice the smoke in the mighty presence of God, was verse 18. This is not smoke, as I said, from a natural fire. The fire of God. We read in Revelation 15:8. Let's read again about the smoke. The temple was filled with smoke from the glory of God and from his power, and no man was able to enter into the temple till the seven plagues of the seven angels were fulfilled. So we see, when we see the power of God, we may see smoke here. You know, you look at Azusa Street and the things that took place, they spoke about the glory that came down on those meetings. That says, like a glory, the Shekinah, it came down and raised right up into the roof. And when it got to a roof level, this is in Azusa Street, Los Angeles. The great, who knows about this? You and me. This was an outstanding move. They said when the Shekinah reached the ceiling, nothing stood before them. Legs grew out. People jumped out of wheelchairs. Everyone was healed because of the glory of God. Who wants that here?
Amen.
You know, you won't have one sick person in your midst because Jesus Christ has done it for us. Amen. And when he brings that anointing down, quicken the word, and we possess what he's done for us. Wonderful Jesus. So he saw it. And Isaiah said, you know, when he said that, Isaiah said, oh, he didn't go and say, Lord, oh, here I am, your prophet. Woe is me. Woe is me, for I am undone. The Bible says all our righteousness, the best you can do is filthy rags. The best. The prophet John, the Revelator in Revelation, experienced this. We return to Revelation 1, verse 12. And I turned to see the voice that spake with me, and being turned, I saw seven golden candlesticks, and in the midst of the seven candlesticks, one like unto the Son of Man, clothed a garment down to his foot, and girt about the paps with a golden girdle. His head and his hairs were white like wool, as white as snow, and his eyes were as a flame of fire. And his feet like unto fine brass, as if they burned in a furnace. And his voice as the sound of many waters. And he had in his right hand seven stars, and out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword. And his countenance was as the sun shineth in his strength. And when I saw him, I rejoiced. Doesn't say that, does it? I fell down, I fell at his feet as dead. This is John the Revelator, when he saw the glory of God, And he laid his right hand upon me, saying unto me, fear not, I am the first and I am the last. And you know what? He's the first and last this afternoon, right here now.
Amen.
I am he that liveth and was dead. And behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And have the keys of hell and death. And I'm so glad that he's my heavenly Father. I just want to be close to him. Isn't that a wonderful thing? Brother, when you hear that people say, I've heard people say, sorry, I don't want to sound critical because I'm not trying to be critical. But I've heard people say to me and to others, oh, God spoke to me. And God said this and God said that. Hold it. And God spoke to people that are down in the dust. Something not right. That a lot of people are just spouting off. Oh, God spoke to me. God speaks to me. God spoke to me while I was putting my tie on. I know they do that. Or while I was having my breakfast. You wouldn't be eating your breakfast in the presence of Almighty God. You'd be down on your knees like all these prophets. John and all those were down there. Let's read 1 Kings 18. And it came to pass when the priests were come out of the holy place that the cloud filled the house of the Lord, so that priests could not stand to minister. They couldn't even stand up to preach because of the cloud. For the glory of the Lord filled the house of the Lord. We're not just talking about a blessing of shouting and jumping, and that's okay. There's a place for that, of course. And those things, singing and all that. This is different. And we read from Matthew 5:45, that ye may be the children of your Father which is in heaven. For he maketh the sun to shine on the evil and on the good. Send rain upon the just and the unjust. You know, a lot of people get blessed. The just and the unblessed jump up and down in the presence of God. But that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about power. The power of God. It falls on the just and the unjust. The blessings fall on, like somebody says, you know, the rain comes, it falls on the weeds and the grass. They both benefit. But we're not talking about that sort of blessing, even though it can be. We're talking about the power, life-changing power of the Holy Ghost. Too many people, only get into the outer court, as it were. You know the three stages of the court, the outer court, the middle court, and the inner court. They only get into the out one. I don't want to be in the out one. I want to be in the holiest of holies. That's where I want to be. Anyone could go in and out of there on the outer court. What about entering into the holiest of holies? The high priest had to live right. He'd be sanctified, washed by the water of the sacrifice that he shed out in the outer court. The sacrifice of the blood sacrifice of an animal in those days. The high priest had to do it. The paradox is, it is death to go in unprepared. If he went in unprepared, he would have been struck dead. And it's death to stay out. So you got to get in there. You can't stay out. So I can't go in because I'm not clean. Well, get clean. Jesus Christ made you clean. If you accept what he's done, he'll clean you. You love the Lord? Hallelujah. It's just like taking communion. We must be prepared. You don't just come and take communion. I have the wine and the bread. It's got to be more than that. It's really dangerous to do that. Some people do and they lose their life. The Bible says so. They sleep. So I pray that God will help us. As I experienced a Holy Ghost cleansing from off the altar of God. He came and took the coals and touched his lips in the presence of God and brings a cleansing work. So what happens after we've been there without you saying anything? When you've been in the presence of God, you won't have to say one thing. I have been in the presence of God. You'll never do it. What will happen, Brother Peter? Be obvious. Exactly. You'll see it. People know you've been in there. Got some testimonies on that. Pretty amazing. Just to read this in Exodus 34, just coming to a close now. Verse 29. And it came to pass when Moses came down from Mount Sinai with the two tablets of testimony in Moses' hand, when he came down from the mount, that Moses was not, that the skin of his face shone while he talked with him. This will happen again if you get into the holy presence of Almighty God. And when Aaron and all the children of Israel saw Moses, behold, the skin of his face shone, and they were afraid to come near him. After seeing the king, you are ready to serve him. Your whole life will testify. You know what you're talking about? Peter said on the day of Pentecost, this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel, he says. This is that. I am a witness. Who would love to be there up on the day of Pentecost? You know what? He's just the same today. We don't have to be back in Pentecost. He's the same Lord. He's alive today. And he could appear right here if he wants to. We just want to love him and serve him. So we want to just really ask God to help us. Mine eyes have seen the King. And when you've seen the King, everyone will know it. Every knee shall bow. Every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Shall we just stand for prayer, brothers and sisters? I know it's just a short message, but we want to see the King. We've got to expect to see the King. Lord Jesus, we come to you again, Lord. And we just thank you that your presence is now available to every person that will believe. Through the shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, we have access into the presence of God by a new and living way, which you have consecrated for us, Lord. That is through the veil, your flesh, your broken body, we have access into the presence of God. I pray, Lord, that every brother and sister here and afar will actually have that experience. We don't want to preach about it. We don't want to just talk about it. We want to experience it. And Lord, I'm praying in the name of Jesus Christ that you'll help us all to enter into that place. We commit this word into your hands. May we meditate it, think about it, Lord, and commit it to you in the name of Jesus Christ for your glory. Amen. Praise the Lord. Into his presence we come. Let's just sing this beautiful song before we go. Hallelujah. Into thy presence we come. Hallelujah. Not by the works we have done. No, no, no. But by grace. Brother Tom, would you like to just come and pray for us, brother? The Lord will be with us. Bless us. Brother Tom was the uncle of our dear brother Hookie. So it was a bit of a shock to him too. But here he is, standing firm for our Lord. Thank you, my brother.
Thank you, Father God. Father, we give you all praise and glory for your blessings upon us. We thank you, Father God, for the blessing of this afternoon, for the blessing of this day. Father, we glorify your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Father, we just thank you, Father God, for you are the way, the truth, and the life, that no one come to the Father except through him. Father, we give him all praise and glory for your blessings upon us, that you will just bless us, Father God. Comfort us, Father God. Bless us with your Spirit, Father God, the Holy Spirit. Father, for we are the temple of the Holy Spirit. And I thank you, Father God. I thank you, Father God, for I am the temple of the Holy Spirit. Father, we give him all praise and glory for the love that he has for us. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.